Picture this. You walk into a store, spend an hour with a salesperson discussing a major purchase, exchange contact information, and then nothing. Complete silence. Sound familiar? In today's sales landscape, a staggering 44% of salespeople abandon pursuit after just one follow-up attempt. Yet the statistics tell a compelling story. 50% of sales happen after the fifth contact, while 60% of customers say no 4 times before saying yes. This massive disconnect represents perhaps the greatest untapped opportunity in modern selling. Follow-up isn't just another sales tactic, it's the critical bridge between initial interest and final purchase. When a customer says, "I need to think about it," they genuinely mean it. But what happens next? While you're mentally counting your future commission, they're immediately bombarded by life's demands, urgent emails, family obligations, work stress, and your conversation quickly fades from memory. This cognitive disconnect creates a gap that only strategic, thoughtful follow-up can bridge. The fundamental truth is both simple and profound. People don't buy from you because you bother them, they buy because you care more than anyone else. When you spend time building rapport with customers only to disappear afterward, you send a clear message that you never truly cared. In a world of endless options and distractions, consistent follow-up isn't just good business, it's the ethical choice for truly serving your customers. Why do customers forget about purchases they seemed excited about? It's due to emotional altitude, the level of positive emotional involvement in a purchase decision. Research shows that 85% of purchase decisions are driven by emotion, not logic. As customers move further from their initial emotional experience, their connection to the product diminishes. Like when you've been excited about a potential purchase, only to have that enthusiasm fade days later, that's emotional altitude dropping. Without follow-up, customers drift into the analytics zone, becoming overwhelmed by details and unable to decide. Effective follow-up requires 3 key elements: relationship-based personalized communication, service-driven attention to customer interests, and positive emotional reinforcement to rekindle excitement. This demands shifting from a palms-up, receiving, to palms-down, giving mindset. When you focus on helping customers solve problems, follow-up becomes a meaningful opportunity rather than a task. Each interaction should add value through insights, addressing concerns, or offering solutions, a service-oriented approach that consistently proves more effective. Despite knowing the importance of follow-up, many salespeople struggle to implement it consistently due to resistance, an invisible force that manifests as procrastination, fear, lack of confidence, and distractions. Resistance comes from our hardwired tendency to escape discomfort. For salespeople, this appears as procrastination, telephobia, avoidance of objections, and reluctance to follow up. Our primitive brain misinterprets minor discomfort as threats, triggering avoidance responses. In our modern, comfort-oriented society, we've become overly sensitive to emotional challenges. The key to overcoming resistance is making decisions before encountering it. Just as New Year's resolutions often fail, success requires using your rational brain to plan responses before your primitive brain urges retreat. Visualize resistance as an obstacle you must push through. This mental technique acknowledges resistance while refusing to let it control your actions. Remember, resistance only has the power we give it, and we can choose to be stronger. Quick follow-up signals positive attributes to customers: caring, attentiveness, and trustworthiness. In today's instant gratification culture, speed has become synonymous with quality service. From Amazon Prime's next-day delivery, to Uber Eats' 35-minute meals, to emergency rooms' 4-minute wait times. Rapid follow-up offers multiple advantages: demonstrating care, differentiating from competitors, intercepting competitor pitches, surprising prospects, and ultimately closing more sales. Companies that follow up within an hour are 7 times more likely to qualify leads. While most salespeople respond within 24 hours, the optimal window is 4 hours. For customers leaving by noon, follow up same day. For late afternoon interactions, respond early next morning. Always ask yourself, what value can I add in the next 4 hours? Remember, speed alone isn't enough. Quick follow-up must deliver value. A hasty, have you decided, adds nothing, but rapid, meaningful communication creates lasting impact. Imagine every person wears an invisible sign saying, make me feel important. This mindset drives personalized follow-up, where great sales conversations transcend products to build genuine connections. Discovering a prospect's passion for snowboarding, for instance, creates opportunities to share relevant resources like resort reviews or pass information. We naturally connect with people who share our interests, but attentive salespeople can forge connections through small details. A realtor who remembers a family conversation and adds, "P.S., don't cut Emily's hair," to a note creates impact that lasts decades. While speed matters in follow-up, personalization is crucial. Instead of rushing through CRM tasks, focus on creating meaningful touchpoints that convert prospects into customers. Take notes during conversations, not just sales data, but personal details and interests. Enabling thoughtful gestures, like sending a gift card to someone's favorite restaurant, demonstrating genuine care and building lasting relationships. Choosing the right communication channel is strategic, not just a matter of preference. Different situations demand different approaches, each with varying levels of effectiveness. Face-to-face communication is most impactful, as humans naturally read facial expressions. Voice communication ranks second, conveying emotion through tone. Personalized video demonstrates dedication while standing out. Voicemail can effectively communicate energy when paired with clear calls to action. Email works for detailed information but lacks human connection, while texting serves mainly as a supplemental tool. The phone remains an underutilized asset, offering nuanced communication second only to in-person interaction. Despite common reluctance among salespeople, calls convey energy and urgency that text can't match. Email's effectiveness has diminished, with 53.65 billion legitimate emails competing against 302.99 billion spam messages daily, only 15 to 25% get opened. Text messaging, while immediate, risks annoying recipients. However, its 98% open rate far exceeds email's 22%. Video follow-up delivers exceptional impact. Adding video to emails increases reply rates up to 8 times, and prospects who view product videos are 85% more likely to purchase. The 1% Club represents sales professionals who achieve extraordinary success through consistent follow-up. Like the knee of the curve phenomenon, performance often skyrockets after persistent effort, with follow-up transforming average salespeople into exceptional ones. Follow-up isn't glamorous, it demands diligence and patience. Bill Porter exemplifies this spirit. Despite cerebral palsy, he walked 7 miles daily for 40 years as a door-to-door salesman to become his company's top performer. Poor follow-up keeps most salespeople from reaching elite status. Effective follow-up distinguishes you from competitors, builds confidence, and makes you memorable when decisions are made. Follow-up demonstrates the compound effect. Small, consistent actions yield exponential results over time. As Aristotle noted, excellence is not an act, but a habit. In a world where most give up too soon, persistence becomes your competitive advantage, turning single sales into lasting relationships.